Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond. And it is a pleasure to be with you guys tonight because I have a special guest. I have Ms. Shauna Haley of Prism of Transformation. She is a strategist. And we're going to hear more about her in just a few minutes. But first, before, I'd like to say that this episode is sponsored by Value Trust Consulting, who has all your needs a bridge to cross you over as an author. So, Shauna, welcome, welcome, welcome here tonight. And I'm so excited that you're here to talk about the Prism of Transformation. And then we have some other things that later on we're going to be talking about. So, Shauna, thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you, Michelle. It's my pleasure, and I appreciate you allowing me to be in your space.
Hey, but you know what? I love the power of her. I'll talk about that a little bit later, but just not just only my space, but it's actually a praise for us because we always think about others. So that's so very important. None of this is about me. It's about getting the message of inspiration out. And that's why I'm so well connected with you. And I thank you so much. And again, thank you. But Shauna, give the audience just a little snippet of who you are and what are you doing?
Awesome. So my name is Shauna Haley. My business is Prism of Transformation, a transformative thought movement and global education enterprise where I show women how to rise each and every day and enter into a passionate love affair with themselves. Not only that, but also I show them how to create their own economy to lead to self-leadership and also financial freedom. That is my focus, and I love the opportunity to always be able to be in a place where, you know, one of the things I love most is that women are on the leading edge right now of creating global societies, because we are what I would say, Michelle, the birthing place of nations. And we are challenged in many ways, but one of the things we always do is rise above the challenge, and we are here to empower others to do the same as well.
That is so correct. You're saying women are taking the global basis on mostly major things corporately. And, you know, again, we have a vice president, first time for her, that's going to be coming in. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will be coming in and joining us as a leader. And there's so many facets in that. And when you say connecting, and, you know, again, it all is about the basis of freedom. Either whether it's the freedom in your soul, freedom with, you know, within your finances, just freedom all the way around. So I know that's one of the good connections and strategies that you do, Shauna. And can you just give a little bit more background how you got started with the Prism of Transformation?
Well, I got started with Prism of Transformation over 6 years ago. I was actually working for a cosmetology school as an educator, and we had a process that one of our directors was taking us through to really define self-development and what that would mean for all of us and how we can really hone in on our superpowers. And one of the things that came out of the activity that we did was that I was a prism. And so she asked the question, well, why would you be a prism? And it was a group activity, and one of the individuals in the group said, because she actually reflects and direct light. So we also had to figure out, well, why, you know, how does a prism fail? Because if we know our strengths, we need to know what our weaknesses are as well. And I fail as a prism when I have no light to work with. So that's where the Prism of Transformation came in, and I added my logo, add the prism to my a butterfly, and I call it the Prism of Transformation. But the focus is, how did I get around to knowing that I need to work with women? Is a few years ago, I invested all of my finances in a business, and I lost it all. And that wasn't the very first major loss for me, because, you know, I was a single mother by age 25. I was also got divorced at age 35. And, you know, a lot of transitions in my life caused me to wonder and to question who I was. Was I really worthy of a lot of the achievements I was accomplishing in spite of the adversities I had faced? And what happened, I wanted to give up on life because I had invested my last dime. And God said, Shanna, it's not over yet. And that's when the first spark of what I should be doing with women came into play. And I noticed that as women, if we are going to be successful, we have to really get to the point where we know that we deserve to be successful. And we have to walk in our, what I call our goddess power, because greater is He who's in me. And if there's a greatness and a God within me, then why would I play small? Why wouldn't I step up and do the things that are right for me and have that moment of truth, as I will call it?
Wow. So I was looking at some of your quotes, because you do often do a lot of quotes. And I will add, as a special tune tonight from the show, that you can give us one of your poems that to end our show, you know, just for that listener who might be listening. But beforehand, I want to talk about a quote that you did that I was looking over. It says, "I rejoice in the fun of co-creation. I rejoice in the life of exquisite beauty. I rejoice in the way of expansion. I rejoice in the universe, for we are one, for we are one." And when you talk about the power of the woman and, you know, the leadership that you fall into, that is so much, because we are a powerful force. I love that. Can you expand on that a little bit more of how did you come up with that quote? Because I loved it.
Well, Michelle, you know, that was part of my journey. I am the author of 4 individual books, and now, you know, one of and two co-author of 2 books. And one of the things that came up for me in my first book, which was like my saving grace, it was my own journey back to self-reliance, my journey back to myself, and then also to realize I have more than myself to worry about, is realizing that the women that are a part of my tribe, whoever I'm going to stand up and be a light to, that we are one. We are truly one. And one of the things, you know, you probably heard the song, I'm a movement by myself. I'm a force when we're together. Michelle, you know I look good all by myself, but you make me better. So I know I can do a lot of things by myself, but I am a force when I am connected to really excellent, extraordinary, ambitious, go-getter women like yourself. So I know that I can be and I can do, but I don't want to do it alone, and I know I don't have to. So as we connect and we are able to stand in our power, we give others permission to do the same as well.
Yes. Well, audience, I hope you are sitting back and enjoying this, because I'm like sitting back and enjoying this right now. So we're going to take a few minutes break, and we'll be right back in. So where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond at Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul.
Get ready for Hype Beauty Hair and Skin Podcast with the dynamic duo, Dana Johnson, part owner of Kumba Wellness Fitness and Apparel, where you will receive healthy tips for dieting, exercising, and keeping fit in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Hi, Monica James, natural stylist and owner of Naturally Native Exclusive Hair, Skin, and Beauty. I'll be discussing ways to improve your daily beauty regimen to enhance your beauty naturally, and information on keeping your skin healthy, beautiful, and glowing. Don't forget to check us out
every Saturday
at 1 p.m. where we'll be discussing beauty, hair, skin, and fitness.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond, here at Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. This podcast is designed for males and females from Generation X, Millennials, and Baby Boomers. Each week, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul will give insights on how to develop inspirations, your ideas, your own life and dreams and subconsciousness in your work, life, home, and business. Tune in on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Be there or be square. Well, welcome back to the Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond. And before we get back into our second half with my guest, Mashauna Haley, I'd like to let you know that this episode is being sponsored by Value Trust Consulting. Yes, Value Trust Consulting is your bridge to cross you over to your penmanship to becoming an author. So, Shauna, before we left from break, you were talking about your other portion as being an author. And audience, I would like you to know that Shauna is part of a vision that I had, Silhouettes of Strategies from Authentic Coaches for Mind, Body, and Soul. And Shauna is one of the 13 of the authors. Can you tell me when and how was this experience for you in the Silhouette?
Michelle, thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of this project. My chapter is Reactivate and Value Your Vision, Goddess. And when we talk about reactivate, I think because women have been through so much in life that sometimes we forget what it is that we truly want, what truly makes us happy. And when I ask for a woman to reactivate, that means I want her to remember who she is in God, to remember what her values are, to remember what makes her happy, to remember what is it that makes her light up. And, you know, when I think also about a woman speaking up, you know, representing her story, many of us feel ashamed of our past. Many of us feel like we can't, if other people know what we've been through or where we are sometimes, where we are mentally, physically, emotionally, sometimes they may judge us, but we don't sometimes realize the power of our story and who we are able to really help and support and to shine some light on. Some people may be in a very dark place, and when they hear our story and see what we've come through, how far we have come, that is almost like an answer to their prayer. So for us not to share our story, it's almost like we are holding on to something that was meant to be a gift to someone else.
Wow. And again, I thank you so much for being in a portion for that book. It was a very unique book, and it's still doing wonders. I can tell you, I've been so excited on this, and I thank you again for sharing on that journey. So, Shauna,
thank you, Michelle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most definitely. So, Shauna, can you tell the audience of any upcoming new projects that you'll be working on in the year to come?
Yes, I am. I'm excited. I just made a move back to Atlanta. I'm actually living now like maybe 45 minutes outside of the city, and I'm making a lot of new connections here. But also, my focus for 2021 is self-leadership. When it comes to women, what I'm calling the unstoppable visionary woman is standing in her power, leading her own life, deciding what she wants to do and how she wants to make an impact in the world. And also about women getting to the point where they're not afraid of their finances. They're not afraid to look at it. They're not afraid to know that they deserve to have their own money, and that it shouldn't be, and not just have their own money, but have plenty of it, so they can make the choices that they want to live the life that they want to give, you know, as much as they want to. Because, you know, Michelle, one of my coaches that I coached with last year, she's from Australia, and she said one of the biggest things that are happening in Australia is that a lot of women are becoming homeless because they stayed at home to take care of families, and then sometimes, you know, husbands are leaving and leaving them with the children, and all of a sudden they become destitute. So the idea is for women to get ownership of their own money, for them to really value that I need to have my own stuff. Anything somebody else brings to me is going to be icing on the cake. But I need to make sure that I don't stray away or feel like I have to be taken care of by someone, but just be able to do that for myself. So economic freedom is the other thing that I'm really promoting in 2021.
And you know what? That is so much needed because, you know, good thing we are in a good era, but I can remember back where my mom would let dad control everything. And then, you know, stuff happened. She didn't know what to do. So I thank you for taking the lead in that. So, Shauna, we're almost to the end. It seems like I don't want this to end, but I just want to give the audience where they can reach out to you, your website, and, you know, where people can reach out to you for any new upcoming endeavors that you have. And of course, you know, we're going to stay in touch. We'll be trying to put a project together with you. I've been thinking of soul searching with it. You got this word about the goddess. And I think so many of us females need to recognize that we are goddesses. And not to say that we are so above that, but we need to recognize what the goddess formation is for us and within us as a group. Because when I think about it, audience, I will share with you, she's also an actor too as well.
Oh, I forgot about that, Michelle.
She's an actor, everyone, as well. You kind of have to look her up. She actually had this, and it maybe took me back to Wonder Woman days. The get up in your costume that you had on for that part. It took me back to thinking about when Diana was in her Athens, Greece, or wherever she was, and you've seen how powerful the ladies were. And it took me back to that when I saw that photo of you. So, you know, just share to the audience where they can get with you and connect with you.
So, you know, for the audience, you know, if you are ready to expand your reach and become an influencer, touch bases with me. I'm on Facebook, I'm Shauna Halley. On Instagram, I'm also Shauna Halley. My website is www.prismoftransformation.com, and my email address is prismoftransformation.com@gmail.
All right, audience. So if you like what you heard even here on the Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond, you can also reach out to me at upfrontmindbodyandsoul.com, and you can follow me at Instagram at upfrontmbs. So, Shauna, we're getting ready to close out, but audience, I want you to know she has some poetry out of the world that'll make you, as you know, snap. So tonight, for those who want to, you know, just think about coming into the new year, think about where you want to be, and, you know, just putting it in front of your face right now. But I want her just to give you an inspiration through one of her poems as a closing out for tonight's show. So, Shauna, when you're ready, go ahead.
Thank you, Michelle. This piece comes from my fourth book. It's called Goddess Awakening, Rise Woman. And it says, how can a woman expect her children to walk, talk, and be strong when she walks with her head bowed down? You see, I heard a saying once that a woman ought to know her place and be silent, let a man lead the way. Say what? Following behind a man in none but a trap. A woman came into this world through another woman. If that's not as clear as shit, let me ask you this. Where is a man when the babies are crying? Who reaches out to hold you when you feel like dying? A man does have his place, and so does a woman. But come on, don't tell me to step back and walk in a man's shadow. I am a queen, a goddess indeed. I came here to add, subtract, multiply, quantum leap. Some may say, oh, she sounds angry. No, honey, this is passion for truth. Truth that the goddess in me would revolutionize many. A woman give life, she's a curator of souls. She sacrifices her own, denying herself to be whole. I'm here to tell you, goddesses, it doesn't have to be that way. Give and receive freely. Save your own soul. It's your pathway to open doors for many. Woman, center yourself. Self-love is your cure. Give up shadow talk and shadow walk. Illuminate with inner light galore. Thank you, Michelle.